Welcome back in here to AM 1400 KJFF online at MyMoInfo.com. Continuing our basketball coverage here with the head coach of the Herculaneum Black Cats boys basketball program, Coach Jason Jarvis. And Coach Jarvis, you guys lose Matt Kaufman, but you bring back a good amount of varsity experience on this team this year as well. Just tell us a little bit about your roster.
Well, I start off with my seniors. I got James Maloney and Chandler Jansen. Both of them have started quite a bit in the last 2 years, on and off. And, Jansen's one of those kids that you don't even notice it sometimes, and you get at the end of the game and he's got 15 points and 8 rebounds. So I'm expecting a lot out of those two seniors. I got Matt Sales coming back. He doesn't show a whole lot in the stats from last year, but part of that was because I didn't play him as much as I probably should have. But I'm expecting a lot of scoring out of him this year. And my other senior, Corbin Club, he will give us some solid play off the bench. I also have a sophomore that's coming back with a lot of time on the varsity level, and Jordan Duncan, who he got a lot of experience as a freshman, and hopefully that'll carry over to this year.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned kind of the scoring to try to fill up Kaufman, fill that void where, you know, he was 17-9 almost every night. But you mentioned a host of guys. Is that kind of what you're expecting, is kind of a scoring by committee approach, or do you kind of see one guy putting up some decent numbers in terms of scoring?
Well, scoring at times last year we struggled, but I think it's going to be more rounded this year, like you said. I mean, we were talking about this the other day in practice, and you know, it might be one game Chandler scores 15 or 20. The next game it may be Jordan Duncan scores 15 or 20. You know, I think we're going to have more balanced scoring, and, you know, they're going to have to get used to not leaning on one person. I think this team is a more rounded team, as in sharing the ball, and they won't be looking for just one person every time we go down the floor.
Eldre Nelson, a big ball handler for you guys last year as well, in terms of bringing the ball up, playing a little bit of a point duty for you guys there. Who do you kind of expect to step up and handle that role?
Well, you said ball carrier. He helped us a lot in the gridiron too, but yeah, he was very instrumental last year for me offensively and defensively, mainly defense and bringing the ball up. I'm going to expect Blake Leathers to step right in and take over that point guard spot. And he got quite a bit of playing time, probably the last 10 games of the year at the varsity level. And he's really ready for that challenge. And that's one of the kids I look to lead the point. You got Tyler Reuter, another sophomore, that'll probably get some time at the point. And I also have Jordan Duncan that might have to play some point at times too. Just depends on how the games unfold.
Blake Leathers, a guy that quarterbacked the football team a little bit as well, and obviously stepping up in the point guard role. How much do you think that experience as the quarterback, as kind of the floor general, the field general there on the football field, will kind of help him be the floor general out there on the basketball court?
Well, Blake, I mean, he's played on the varsity football team since he's a freshman. So he has the confidence, especially from that point of where he's played a lot of varsity games. He played for varsity in baseball too as a sophomore. And so I expect him to be a pretty good leader at the point. And I think that him being the quarterback this year gave him a little confidence too, because he was a quarterback in our first victory on the gridiron. So gave him a lot of confidence, boosting him into the basketball season.
No doubt. And then, Coach, just how has the first couple of weeks of practice gone for you guys in terms of trying to get to know one another on the floor and all those type of little things?
Well, my JV was 15-5 last year, and I know that doesn't always translate when it comes to the varsity level. But those kids really, really compete, and that's one thing about our practices so far this year. I mean, there has been a lot of competition when we're doing drills, when we're running our offense and our defense, and those kids are really competing, because even though they pretty well know who that starting five is, at any time they know that it might be their night to start and someone else may have to sit, depending on how practices have been going. And that's, kids have bought into that philosophy and have really been working hard.
Good to hear. And then, Coach, you guys get set. You take a look at your schedule. You start, I believe, is it Monday against Meadow Heights?
It's actually Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's supposed to be on a Monday, but we've changed that. It's the 21st at Meadow Heights. My beginning of the season, and actually the first half of the season, I have 10 straight away games. We're not at home until January 4th or 6th, I believe. So this is going to be a tough test for us, you know, losing some of the players we did last year and then having to be on the road most of the year. I mean, we start with Meadow Heights, and then we tip off the Crystal City Duke Herbert tournament with Crystal City in the first round. So our first two games aren't going to be very easy. Meadow Heights, very solid club. Came up here last year and put it to us pretty well, beat us about by 20. So we got our work cut out for us.
You have to imagine that tournament over at Crystal City as well be a good indicator what to expect from the conference with all the conference teams involved in it.
Well, I feel after the first two seeds, you had Saxony, and then that second seed was, I believe, St. Vincent, and then you could take 3 through 6 and, I don't know, put us all in a hat and maybe pull us out on a given night. I think there's going to be a lot of competitive games between Grandview, Crystal City, and R7 this year.
No doubt. When you look at the conference as well, I mean, this was a conference that had a lot of really good young players as well and a lot of young talent on the roster. You know, you guys included, when you bring back three or four guys that get a lot of action in that. What do you think the state of the county of basketball is at the small school level?
Well, I think, like I said, it's going to be really competitive. You got DeGear over there at Crystal City. I mean, he's a senior. You can't teach 6'6", and he's going to be tough to contain every night. And then you got Noel out at R7, very quality player. Grandview got their impact player back. St. Vincent's always solid. And then you got Pius, who was I think I read today in the paper, their ninth share of the conference title last year. And I think it's going to be very competitive with all those teams. It'll be some good matchups in the small school conference.
Coach, you mentioned the challenges of going on the road to start as well. So what's kind of the number one thing you're looking for from your team to start the year off on the road against Meadow Heights and in that tournament?
Well, and one thing I've been preaching to them a lot, you know, we just got to be competitive. We'll take it one game at a time and give every team we play our best shot. I think one thing that I've developed since I've been here is these kids really play hard. We may not win every game, but they go out and they play their butts off. And I think that's the way they'll play this year, too. It's just going to be kind of tough. You're getting on a bus every day, and some of the road trips are pretty far early in the season. We got Meadow Heights. We got Scott City. We go to Fredericktown. So we're traveling pretty far also. So it'll be a challenge for these younger kids especially.
You think that'll be good for them, though, to kind of experience that a little bit and the kind of the tough elements that they might deal with for the middle part and towards the end of the season?
I think it'll help us. I mean, because we don't really play any conference foes in conference games until after Christmas. So I'm hoping this road test that we have early on are really going to build us into what that conference season will open up after Christmas.
And, Coach, you guys have any goals that you've set or things of that nature that you hope to achieve on the floor? Or is it a matter of just kind of a development process and watching it improve week after week?
Well, of course, every team's goal is to improve each week. We really haven't sat down and talked about our goals yet. That's something we're trying to do here after the Jamboree. That's something I'm going to spend some time on Saturday. We're pretty realistic in what we think we can and cannot do. I just really preach that we got to be competitive in every game and give each team we play all we got.
Coach, anything else you'd like to add here before I let you go?
No. I mean, looking good to get started and just ready to get the season started against Meadow Heights on Tuesday.
No doubt, and I'll certainly see you at the Rolla Duke Herbert tournament as well over at Crystal City, all right?
Yeah, that opening round ought to be pretty fun. You got us and Crystal City matched up, and I think you got Grandview and R7 matched up also in the early parts of that tournament. So I think you'll see some good games in that tournament.
That's going to be a fun first round. Always a good atmosphere over there at the Crystal City gym, too.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And then you got Saxony up there at the top, and they added a Jarvis kid from Bismarck who averaged 20 points a game for Bismarck last year to that depth that they had last year. They're going to be a tough team to compete with.
Yeah, they made it to the quarterfinals, did they not, last year at State?
Yeah, they have everyone back and added the Jarvis from Bismarck. They played at Bismarck last year, so they're going to be a tough team to play, that's for sure.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, Coach, as always, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here this afternoon.
All right, thanks for your coverage. I appreciate it.
Herculaneum Black Cats head coach Jason Jarvis joining us here as we continue our basketball coverage and preview here on Sports Talk on AM 1400 KJFF. Step aside for a short timeout. We'll resume it coming up next.